We're going to stick with fear for our next story. When it's experienced in a safe environment, those adrenaline rushes are kind of enjoyable. People love roller coasters, haunted houses, horror movies, so it's probably no wonder that the Japanese fad of escape rooms has spread all over the world. It works like this. People get locked into a room with a group of people. You pay good money for this. And then you have to solve a series of puzzles to get out. How do our brains respond to this self-imposed pressure? Elizabeth Fiedler reports.
Hey everyone, my name is Hank. I will be your clue master today.
A group of coworkers from a healthcare consulting firm is gathered in the lower level of a tall office building in Philadelphia. A friendly guy named Game Master Hank is laying out the challenge they'll tackle for the next 60 minutes.
Basically, you're going to go inside this room. I'm going to lock the door. You have 1 hour to figure out how to escape.
Pretty simple. Got it. Game Master Hank advises us to explore every nook and cranny, but not to go too far.
The room itself is not part of the puzzle. It's a container for the puzzle. What that means is there's nothing hidden under the carpet or in the wall or the ceiling. The electrical sockets are functional electrical sockets. They are not magical keyholes.
That warning gives you some idea just how competitive people get. To get out of this room, like others, the group needs to follow a series of hints and discover physical clues that are located in the room.
All right, great. Let's get started.
Hank leads us in and closes the door. Actually, the scene's more like this.
Yeah, let's just start finding clues, I guess.
A woman in a red sweater went right for a purple post-it note, a white paper, and the clock. She took the clock off the wall. And, I don't know, she's moving around like she's got ideas.
To stay organized and focused, they start compiling clues on a desk. The space looks like an office, which makes sense, since these coworkers have chosen a game called The Office as their adventure for the night. There are dropped ceiling tiles, white walls, cubicle dividers, and industrial blue and purple carpet. It could be a healthcare consulting firm or a real estate company. While they're working, a digital clock on the wall shows the minutes slipping away.
Looks like we're looking for a lot of numbers.
Art Markman, a psychology professor at the University of Texas at Austin, says all of this running around trying to decode clues is good.
There's a lot of benefit to activity on your mood. So even getting up and taking a walk tends to lift your mood because you do get a bit of a release of dopamine, which is correlated with positive mood. That increases even more when you engage in fast thinking.
Fast thinking, like the type you'd have to engage in to escape from wizard school. That's a puzzle room located in Markman's town of Austin, Texas.
One of the things we know from a lot of research over the last 10 or 12 years is that the faster you're thinking, the better you feel. And when you're in a social group and working on a problem together and really engaging in that kind of energy, what that energy does is it makes everyone in the group think faster, and that actually elevates people's moods.
Back in the fake office she's trying to escape, Donnell is standing next to a large black desk trying to understand a code, or at least what she thinks could be a code.
But they don't fit, do they? Because there's okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, not 6. We need 6.
To keep the details of the game a secret, I've agreed not to give too much away. Laura, the woman in the red sweater, organized this escape. I ask her if it's easier or harder than she expected.
Harder? Just because I feel like we're so disorganized right now.
Are you the sort of person who likes to be organized?
I think we all are. We're a bunch of type A's, like, in a room. So I think we're, like, half battling teamwork and half battling, like, can we win?
One of the players, Jordan, says that after working with these people for more than 2 years, he's seeing a different side of them.
I think people are actually coming out of their shell a little bit. I think people actually feel more comfortable here, and they're actually being more outgoing than they are typically in the office.
Psychologists say we can actually learn a lot from how people behave in escape rooms. Kevin Swartout is a social psychologist and assistant professor at Georgia State University. He says people often behave differently and are more willing to speak up with opinions and expertise when they're trapped in a room with the minutes ticking away. That's compared to a boardroom, where answers aren't always so simple.
People in an escape room where they know that there is a correct answer and the tasks are pretty specific, if they feel like they're good at those tasks, like maybe it's a spatial reasoning type task or solving an anagram, they might feel more confident and more willing, be more willing to speak up, whereas they wouldn't in other circumstances.
Not all escape the room players know the other people in the room. If you don't book all the slots, you can end up problem solving side by side with total strangers. Swartout says in those situations, people are forced to form relationships fast.
Very quickly, people adopt social roles, leaders, followers, that kind of thing.
There are interruptions during our hour-long game. Game masters, like Hank, watch players via cameras and feed clues through a screen mounted on the wall. Swartout calls game masters amateur psychologists.
Because they really have to keep a sense of the mood of the room and the social norms of the room. For instance, when people are starting to have doubt in themselves and starting to kind of lose their momentum and maybe lose hope that they'll get out of the room, that's when you give another clue to keep the momentum up and keep people energized and keep them moving. And that makes it much more satisfying for the participants.
These games aren't just fun. Psychology professor Art Markman says coworkers can learn lessons they'll take back to the office.
One of the other things we know about motivation is it's impossible to do something general. You can't engage with something unless there's a particular specific thing for you to do. One of the fundamental problems a lot of people have is that they stay at that very high level. I want to improve the processes of my business without actually dropping down a level and turning that into a more specific plan.
Back in the office, escape at last. With 3 minutes left, the office workers escape. A couple of the players look visibly relieved. Some are eager to find out what clues they missed and where they went wrong. Laura, the woman who organized the gathering, says it was fun.
It was kind of a blur. We were running around like chickens with our heads cut off for part of it. But I think our dynamic was pretty good.
People aren't just escaping from fake offices around the globe. Some take on much scarier escapes, like the medieval torture room, or an ominously named one called The Basement in Los Angeles.
You've been kidnapped by a madman. He's locked you in the basement. You will have a set amount of time to find all of his keys.
Did you find something?
Decipher all of his clues and solve all of his puzzles before he comes back to finish the job.
Go back. Right there, what was that?
Psychology professor Art Markman says these frightening escapes, like horror movies and haunted houses, actually offer players an additional experience.
We have this whole range of emotions we're capable of experiencing, and some of them are ones that it's hard to experience safely. So the fear system, for example, where you have some really terrible thing that you're trying to avoid, well, in real life, it's hard to engage with that system in a way where you get to really savor the experience of the emotion while also escaping something really noxious.
No thanks. I'll stick with escaping from rooms full of broken printers, not torture equipment. For The Pulse, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.